Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing rebound relationship cravings. So before we get into the podcast, I just want to let you know about my website, dateme.tips. That's www.dateme.tips. Do you need help trying to save your crumbling relationship? Would you like advice on how to try and get your ex back? Or maybe you need an action plan on how to try and get a girlfriend or boyfriend. I provide email coaching on all of these subjects and can help your specific situation. Visit my website, dateme.tips, to find out more details. That's www.dateme.tips. You will also find on my site the books that I've written, my clothing range, and other information. So now let's get back into today's podcast, and today we are discussing rebound relationship cravings. So if you've been dumped, you might be shocked and confused if your ex rushes into a new relationship and things seem to get serious very quickly. Your ex is desperate to feel some of the feelings they had in their previous relationship with you, which is why rebounds often progress very fast. And this, of course, will work if it's the other way around as well, and if you are the person who is going through a rebound relationship. Okay, so maybe the relationship you had with your ex has ended, and then very quickly you have kind of got serious with somebody else, and before you know it, you're thinking to yourself, wow, this is moving quick, you know, I didn't even realise this. And that's because it's all subconscious. So it's important to know from both perspectives, whether it's from your perspective and you're going for a rebound, or whether you are wondering why your ex is going for a rebound, it's important to understand why this actually happens. And that's because that in a relationship, it is very rare that every single thing about it was awful, okay? It is very rare that every single part of a relationship was terrible. And hence, there is often elements of that previous relationship that the dumper does want to still experience. And they will get these cravings, which I'm calling rebound relationship cravings, because they really need to satisfy those urges for those specific elements within the relationship. So let me just give an example, and I've given this one before in other podcasts I've done. But let's imagine that you are somebody who goes on holiday. You went on holiday with your ex relatively regularly. Maybe it wasn't a long holiday, maybe it was just a weekend away, but maybe every so often you went on a weekend away. However, you never did this for the first 6-7 months of your relationship. So this wasn't something you did straight away. You took your time with that relationship. You slowly grew to get to know one another. And then you got into this routine where every so often, every month or so, you would go away for a weekend. Whereas you are now finding out that your ex has got with somebody, and within 2 or 3 weeks, they are already going on weekends away with this new person. And you're thinking, well, what on earth's that about? You know, this took us 6 or 7 months to get into this routine. Why on earth are they doing that after 2 or 3 weeks? And it's because it's an element of a relationship that they really loved, they really enjoyed, they had no problem with, and they will miss it and they will have that craving. And that is why rebound relationships often go to a million miles an hour. Because in essence, this is when there is a breakup and one or both people from a breakup really crave certain elements of a relationship that they can't get as a single person, and hence they kind of connect with somebody really, really quickly. They're skipping all of the important getting to know each other part, and they just get to those elements. So as the example I've just given was regarding a weekend away, a small holiday, you know, there could be various other concepts, you know, and one of the other most common ones is sex, okay? So obviously sex is a big part of a relationship. So if you're no longer having sex because you've been through a breakup and it's ended, you could get those cravings, okay? And that is why people will often get into these rebounds, or maybe they will just kind of monkey branch from person to person. Maybe they will have a fling, maybe they will have a one night stand. And you might be thinking, okay, this is very out of character for them. Or if it's regarding yourself, you might be thinking, gosh, this is out of character for me. And it's because you're trying to almost kind of catch up to where you was in your previous relationship. You're trying to gain the things that you loved, but you now are no longer enjoying. So that is why a lot of rebound relationships end very quickly as well. In the scheme of things, most rebounds will burn out within a few months of people getting together. And that is because they go a million miles an hour. They go from 0 to 60 very, very quickly. And because they're not getting to know each other, that stage happens in reverse. So instead of using the initial example I gave, getting to know each other, then going on a weekend away, this time they're going on weekends away whilst we're getting to know each other. And by the time they do get to know each other, a few months down the line, they realise they're not a good connection and they break up. So that is why rebound relationships very rarely last. Now, in some instances, some examples, they do last. There is no, you know, definitive exact reason as for why a relationship will last a certain amount of time over another. You know, we can't say that every rebound relationship will end really quickly. That's not the case. But in most instances, rebound relationships don't last long term. In most instances, rebound relationships would have burnt out within 6 months of them starting, and they often start very quickly after a previous breakup, hence why they're a rebound, hence why both people don't really know each other that well, because one or sometimes both people are pushing for this new relationship to go very, very quickly. And it's just to kind of try to soothe these cravings of what they are missing from the previous relationship. So if you are someone who has been dumped and you want to try to get your ex back, and you hear from someone, oh gosh, your ex has already got with somebody new, they're in a relationship, they're going on holiday, you know, they're moving in together, those kind of things, then, you know, you need to just think to yourself, okay, look, there's no guarantee this rebound will end. There is no guarantee I can get my ex back. But statistically speaking, you know, in general terms, this current rebound relationship is not going to last. And so I just need to try to stay calm, stay relaxed, stay emotionally self-controlled, and move forward with my life. Because the truth of the matter is, your ex is likely within 6 months or so to end this relationship or be dumped. You know, the relationship is likely to end. And at that stage, they are going to be sourcing familiarity. And if you have left everything on good terms with your ex, you put yourself in an excellent position to be the type of person that they will want to reach out to. You know, it is quite a common occurrence for a breakup to happen, somebody is dumped and they are heartbroken again to find out that their ex has just dumped them, and before you know it, they are in a relationship with somebody else. But then, a few months down the line, they get a contact from their ex asking them how they are, you know, and then after a bit of communication, it becomes apparent about what's actually happened. You know, that they got into a rebound, they probably didn't see it as that at the time, you know, that really relationship ended and they're now single again, and you know, they're reaching out to you. And at that stage, you need to decide whether you want to actually engage with them and build your connection once more, or whether you've moved on with your life. You know, you might be in a position where you're seeing somebody else, you might just not be interested in hearing from them, but that's up to you. The power is then with you rather than your ex, rather than the dumper. So don't be scared of rebound relationships, okay? So if you've been dumped and you want to get your ex back, then it can be very saddening to hear this news if they've got into a relationship very, very quickly. But just bear in mind, it might not last, okay? And you can't do anything about it. You can't contact them. You can't warn them off a rebound relationship. That would just make things worse. You do need to implement my version of a no contact rule, which you can find on my other podcasts. So I suggest that you subscribe to my podcasts so that you can familiarize yourself with my version of a no contact rule, my ideas, my concepts, my thoughts. Because if you implement that, then you give yourself the best possible chance of one day hearing from your ex again. And that would then give you the opportunity to try to rebuild a new connection, a new relationship on stronger footing and on stronger foundations. But how about if you're the person in the rebound? Okay, how about if you are the person who dumped your ex and you've got into a new relationship and you didn't really realize what was going on, and now you're starting to think, oh gosh, you know, have I just got into a rebound? Well, at the end of the day, it is what it is. You know, you subconsciously have done this, you're going through the cravings, you can't really help that without really knowing what's going on. All I suggest you do is always try to make sure you get to know somebody as well as you can before you go too fast and too deep into a relationship. And if you've been through that, if that's happened, then don't beat yourself up over it. Millions of people do this. It's kind of a natural reaction. It is what it is. You can't turn back the clock. But just make sure that the next person you connect with, whether it's your ex, your original ex that you dumped, or whether it's somebody new, make sure you're kind of getting to know them better. Make sure you're engaging in lots of conversation before you're going from 0 to 60 and getting in too deep. And if you are the person who dumped your ex, if you want to get back with your ex or contact your ex and you dumped them, then in that instance, you need to reach out to them. I don't suggest you doing it often, just contact them first, reach out once, and let them know your thoughts and your feelings, explain the situation, and you will likely need to apologize for your actions, okay, because you have likely very much hurt your ex, okay? But if you have dumped them, then you do need to reach out to them. If they don't reply, then you need to leave it. If they do reply, then you need to be very tentative. You need to be somebody who is listening. You need to be somebody who is very kind and very understanding of how they are feeling. And just explain your actions, explain why it happened, and explain the scenario. So I hope you've enjoyed today's podcast. I hope you realize that rebound relationships often take place because of cravings. Okay, and if you're somebody who has kind of got into a relationship with somebody and you think, gosh, that's going very, very quick, then just bear in mind there is a very good chance they are dating you as a rebound. And that's not a nice thing to kind of accept and to understand. But if it's going too fast, just be wary of that. It's okay to try to slow things down. You know, you're not putting the brakes on fully, but just slow things down. Get to know the person and make sure that this is what you both want. You both care for each other. You both have a connection before you go on holiday with each other, before you're moving in together, before you're sleeping with one another. You know, just take the time to get to know each other and understand each other better. So whatever position you're coming from, however you're kind of seeing this as a rebound, just realize that cravings drive rebound relationships and that they often end in self-destruction. They go a million miles an hour and then explode. But if you're showing respect and you're showing understanding, then from whatever perspective you're seeing a rebound relationship, you should be able to get through it and get out of the other side as a more positive person, as somebody that's a lot more understanding and has got a lot more experience of all of these scenarios. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll drop another podcast soon.